a wet Saturday. Good morning to you all. Whether you're wet or just snow-packed, hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather. It always cracks me up when people complain about it. It's like, come on, man. I know it's cold, it's wet. You have to deal with it 4 days out of the year. Get over it. Enjoy it. I love that smell of creosote when the desert gets
hot. Oh, nothing better now.
Oh, just get out there and let the breeze blow across those creosote plains and desert. Who do you want to go to?
Let's bring Susie into the conversation real quick, see if we can help her out. Good morning, Miss Susie.
Hi, how are you today? I've been listening to you for years. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I live in a one-bedroom apartment in Mesa, and I'm in a two-story building, and I'm on the ground level, and I have a utility closet in my apartment, which is supposed to be set up for, you know, washer-dryer.
Okay.
However, I only have a washing machine in there. I don't have a dryer. And yesterday, in the middle of the day, I heard this pinging sound, and I went running in there to see what was going on, and hailstones were coming through the dryer vent receptacle, hitting my washing machine, and made quite a mess. And, of course, you know, there's water seeping out into the carpeting now, and, you know, and I thought, what do I do about this? Because we don't have these kind of monster storms like we had yesterday very often, and this has never happened before where, you know, I had rain and hailstones coming into my apartment because of where the dryer vent receptacle is. It's, you know, and I'm on the ground level, too. There's another apartment upstairs, and I don't understand.
Okay. That's impressive.
Well, it was a horizontal hail there for a little while. Listen, Susie, you're in an apartment, so certainly you have a property manager, someone in facilities or, you know, repair department that you can contact. That dryer vent should have a automatic damper flapper on it. Should also have a deflector on it. If it doesn't, and hail can get in that easy. So can bugs, so can so can the air conditioning and everything else. They make an automatic closing damper with a baffle hood on it. I would contact maintenance department and ask them to please get one put back on your dryer vent.
Okay. All right, I'll do that because it left a mess. It just left a mess.
Well, that'll take care of it, Miss Susie. It is actually very, very simple, and it is not an expensive repair at all. I mean, they ought to take care of that for you, lickety split.
And I'm sure it's a great complex, and they have contacts. But if they try and say, we don't know what that is, we've never seen that, just give them Dryer Vent Wizard's number and say, just call these guys. They'll take care of it.
Dryer Vent Wizard would come take care of it. That's for sure. Well, we were down in Tucson this past week and at the Senior Safari, introducing ourselves to a lot of new friends and folks, as well as meeting a lot of our regular listeners and fans of the show and fans of the website. But I do have to admit, I was a little humbled by how many people knew the show but had never been to the website. And I want to just take a minute and kind of share with you what is at rosieonthehouse.com. We're humbled and proud at the same time of being on air in Arizona, answering Arizona homeowners' questions since 1988. That's 25 years of taking questions from Arizona homeowners and delivering the best answers we knew to give. I need y'all to understand all of those questions and all of those answers live on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. So if you get a question during the week or in the middle of the night or sometimes it isn't 8 to 11 on Saturday morning and you want to use Rosie on the House as a resource for the right answer about your question pertaining to your house, home, castle, or cabin, you simply log on to rosieonthehouse.com. And I'm going to tell you, it can be intimidating as to how big this website is. Don't be intimidated. It's separated by FAQs, frequently asked questions. The most frequently asked questions appear at the top of the page. Or you can simply go to the search engine. Our website has its own search engine. And if you have a problem or a dilemma, like something about the water heater, simply type water heater into the search engine. And every article we've ever written about water heaters will pop up. Every radio show, audio archive, where we've ever talked about water heaters will show up. Every television show we've ever done on water heaters will pop up. And the same is true for any topic you're seeking an answer to. Simply type it into the search engine and you'll be given all the audio files that we have on it, the television video streaming footage that we have on it, as well as in print the writing that we have done on it. So you, at the completion of studying that material, will be an expert in whatever it is you're looking for. That's Rosie on the House. The other component of RosieOnTheHouse.com is we have a contractor referral directory. We're statewide powerful, but we're neighborhood focused. If you're looking for the safest place to screen a contractor to have someone come work at your house, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. You can pick Northern Arizona, which is the Prescott Quad City area, Sedona Oak Creek area, Phoenix Metro, Tucson Metro, or now Casa Grande.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.